Hi, this is Mary Schaefer. It's Monday, November the 8th. Mary Schaefer of maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And today I'm here to talk to you as managers about having one-on-one interactions with your employees, one-on-one meetings. And it comes up quite a bit when I talk to my clients who are managers. And everybody's sort of got a different take on them. You know, they meet with their employees one-on-one every week or every month. Or some managers say, gosh, my employees, if I met with them one-on-one, they would think I'm micromanaging. You know, that could be having to do with how you're running the one-on-one meeting. And I know it's really, really tempting and seems obvious to have one-on-one meetings about status updates, you know, of the work that's going on. And yet there is so much more than that you can accomplish through one-on-ones and that you should be accomplishing through one-on-ones. To me, it's sort of preventive maintenance, actually. By having regular one-on-ones with your employees, and I'll get to frequency here in a moment, you're sort of establishing a relationship, moving toward where you can bring up anything you need to around performance, around, you know, observations around work, anything work-related. Your goal is to create an environment of trust and engagement, and that can only really happen in interactions where, you know, you don't always know where the conversation is going to go. And don't worry, I'll give you a little structure to it. Don't worry. But you need to be, you know, having those interactions and on a regular schedule. And I know it's also really tempting to say, well, you know, we catch each other as catch can, you know, and if we need to, we'll get together. There's also something about having a regular appointment, even though it may be merely quarterly, that says this is important and it's important enough for us to put on a regular schedule so we absolutely don't miss it. We don't want to miss out on that. And that puts you in a different frame of mind, and it also sends an unconscious message to your employee that this is important to you and that they are important to you. And so, again, going back to the sort of the purpose and the frequency of this type of meeting, you want to be having meetings not just about status updates. I've at least got one article on my website around what do I talk to them about. But you should be practicing your coaching skills, really using the questions from coaching around sort of inquiring around, you know, how's the assignment going? You may discover, the employee may discover that there's something you can help them with, but they didn't even think to ask because they hadn't slowed down long enough to think about it or talk about it. You're also building a relationship with your employee so they feel more comfortable telling you when there's a problem, for instance, and also because you have sort of set up sort of a regular meeting and began to, you know, establish a relationship of what an interaction would be like one-on-one, it's also much easier for you to nip behavior in the bud when you see it happening or nip a performance problem in the bud. If you're not meeting with your employees on some regularity, and you know, you call them and say you want to meet with them, immediately they're going to think something's up. But if you have sort of a regular meeting set up with them, it's much easier to bring up in a low-key fashion if that's what the situation deserves. Let's get back to frequency here. I think I need to be meeting with my employees at least every quarter, even if the employee protests around that. And what I tell them is, I wouldn't be doing my job if I don't check in with you at least 4 times a year. And so that's what we're going to do. And I just take ownership of my role and stand on the authority of my role from that perspective. So I'd love to talk to you more about one-on-ones. Let me know if I can help. This is Mary at maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.